You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hana Baba. Can your golden years truly be golden? Josh Kornbluth thinks so, but he says it starts with how you think about aging. The actor known for his comedic monologues is connecting two things in the web series Citizen Brain: social justice and the science behind the body's most complex organ. His latest episode, Age Without Ageism, will be screening during the Legacy Film Festival on Aging this Friday in San Francisco. Josh spoke with KALW's Janae Darden about getting older and better.
You have such an interesting background. Raised by communist parents in New York City.
Isn't everyone?
Pretty much. <Yeah. laughs> So how did they impact you?
Well, I thought that was like everyone was being raised by communists when I was a kid. I mean, it just, you know, because my parents were, you know, that was what I knew. That was my world. And I mean, a lot of it was really beautiful because we went to a lot of protest rallies. And I was born in 59, so I grew up during the civil rights movement and then was a kid during the anti-Vietnam War protests. And so that was really cool because my parents were involved in all that. My dad had gone down to the South to do voting rights organizing, and a Klansman held a gun to his head at one point. This is before I was around, but I heard about it. So that was all cool. But then it was also this other part, which was, I mean, it was really fun at the time, but it was this idea that there was going to be a socialist revolution in this country and that I was going to lead it. That's what my dad told me every day. I was going to lead the second American Revolution. And so in retrospect, it was a lot of pressure, you know?
I was going to ask, it has to be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you know,
how old were you when he was telling you?
Although
this?
Being a doctor seems harder to me, but yeah. I was, ever since I was very little, I mean, just since I can remember, my dad told me that, and he was really persuasive. He was kind of a biblical sort of character, like this larger-than-life figure, and so I just believed everything he said. To me, one of the really therapeutic things to do is to communicate, to tell stories, to share not just the pain, but also to share the joy. Where I'm located, where I'm based, which is at the Memory and Aging Center at UCSF, I was invited a while back to do, because I do these monologues for a living, you know, and right. I talk about myself for, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours in theaters and stuff. And so they asked me if I wanted to do some sort of workshop with storytelling with people who had dementia. And this is people, they're like in the early stages. So it wasn't, you know, they were still cogent. They still could, but you know, there was, they were mildly cognitively impaired.
Okay.
And it was a support group for them and their caregivers, who were in all cases their spouse, their partner. And so I did these stories. I got them to do these stories just with these little prompts, you know, stuff like that. But telling the stories was this beautiful thing, and you could feel it both for these people who were starting to lose control of their thoughts, sometimes in their memories, but they still had a bunch of them, and for their caregivers who loved them so and were taking care of them. But one of the things that I've started to see as I was learning about the brain for the first time is how powerful stories are. I'm doing this series of videos called Citizen Brain.
Yes, I was going to ask you about
social justice and connecting social justice and brain stuff. And to be able to tell stories and to go, well, I actually have had all this life even before I got dementia, and I did all these things, and I had all this fun and got into all this trouble. And so, I mean, I think that to me, like dementia and then aging, you know, ageism being the subject of this video that's going to be in this festival, there's so much about like where it seems like it becomes discontinuous. It's like there was before when I was young, and then there's now, and I'm just sort of hanging out and no one's paying attention to me, you know, that sort of thing. And so the idea being, you know, I've had this whole life, you know, and the part that I'm having right now, even if I or someone else is suffering from these things, but we can still have joy, we can still have memories, we can still share stories. So I did that, but I also did another video before that on empathy and the empathy circuit. And one of the things that's so cool about empathy is that they discovered, neurologists like the ones at UCSF, we have this circuit and we can build it up like we can build up muscles. And one of the ways that we can really build up our empathy circuits is through stories. I want to be part of an empathy revolution, because if you hear people's stories, if you tell stories and you listen to stories, as a human, it's really hard not to empathize. And once you empathize with someone who you thought of as being different or scary or an other or them, once you start empathizing, moving towards being an us. Here's the thing. Here's the thing that blew my mind. and I hope blows the mind of people who see this video, Age Without Ageism, is that there was this study that showed that how you think about aging yourself, like how you think about how you're going to age and what it's going to be like to age, that if you have a positive attitude towards it, that you'll live on average 7 years longer than if you have a negative attitude towards aging. And that blew my mind. I mean, it's just like, just by the way I'm thinking about it.
Because a lot of people don't think positive, especially in Western culture, we do not think positively, many of us, about aging.
No. I mean, I would say the same, you know, the same is true with me. Although I had one night, like, I really loved my maternal grandfather, Julius Selden, who came over from the old country, and he lived to 103. So I had one good example of aging in my family. But in general, yeah, it just it's sort of like you look at it and said, I don't want to think about it. I don't think about, you know, my body declining and my brain declining, maybe, which isn't necessarily going to happen when you get older. But, you know, I don't want to think about these things. But the thing is, it's going to happen if you're lucky. If we're fortunate, we're going to get old, mm-hmm. right? And if we're going to get old, the thing is that there's so much beauty that can be in that time in our lives.
I turned 40 this year.
Oh, my.
And I know people your age are like, honey, yeah. That's what they say to me. But I kind of flipped out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No. 40s, it's a full dose.
Approaching, or that is middle age, or approaching middle age. So I kind of like, I did freak out for a second.
Well, one of the things that surprised me is actually people, when I read the studies, is that people your age are actually less, generally speaking, less happy than people my age and the ages I'm going to be. That there's this happiness curve that's sort of backwards, right? That's sort of basically you're young and you're happy, and then it goes down, 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 and it's just coming up again when you get old.
You know, it looked like a smile.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a smile of like being old and happy. So it's this weird thing because the stereotype is the opposite.
Oh, because you turned 60 this year.
I just turned 60, yeah. So you know, that tends to affect the way I think about aging. Like, I'm going, but the thing is, it's that I have, you know, I'm fortunate, blessed to have such a beautiful life. You know, I have a son who's just turned 22 last week, and I get to be around a lot of brilliant young people, too, when I'm at the brain place and mm-hmm. stuff. But it's changed in that, yeah, I think I basically didn't think about it, or I tried not to think about getting older because it was so far away. And it is. I mean, when you're 20.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Yeah. I think maybe I was meant to be old. You know, like this is my actual, the age that I was meant to become was these next few decades, I hope, you know. I was a pre-old person for most of my life until now, and now I'm just me.
So I turned 40 this year, and I have too much stuff. But I ask people for gifts of wisdom. So what wisdom do you have for me and other younger people when it comes to aging or life?
Wow. Well, that's not any pressure there.
No pressure.
Yeah. We're at this point, this existential point, where young people your age or even younger, you know, like my son and they were even younger, you know, that the world that you guys are facing, the world that my generation has left, is in such danger. It is so in such hazard. And we need to work together. We need to get back to what human beings, since the very beginning, our superpower compared to other animals, is that we could work together, is that we were really good at empathizing with each other. And this is the time in history now, if there ever was a time, when we need to do that. We need to empathize. We need to turn them into us. We need to expand what us is. I think the thing that I feel disabled by is anger and hatred. I feel these days, mm-hmm. especially, is that I get so angry and so frustrated at injustice and at what I see as being evil. And the thing is that if that anger is not connected with empathy, I think it can lead to just bitterness. It can lead to shutting down. It can lead to apathy. We're all connected for better and worse, you know, mostly better, you know. And I don't know. That's sort of my hopeful thing. My hopeful thing is, you know, take a breath, empathize, feel some usness to replace some themness.
That was Josh Kornbluth speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. You can see Josh's video, Age Without Ageism, followed by a Q&A with him tomorrow afternoon at New People Cinema in San Francisco during the Legacy Film Festival on Aging. And you can keep up with more events all around the Bay Area by subscribing to our weekly newsletter. It's really easy. Go to kalw.org, click Cross Currents.